We're continuing the shiur in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Chaf Hey. V'zeh Bechinas, we're in the middle of discussing the holiday of Purim, based on chapter 72 in the second half of Likutei Moran, and based on everything we've spoken about so far in this halacha. We touched so far on the topic of the name of the holiday, the Goral, the lots that Haman drew. We spoke also about Parsha Shkolim. And now Rav Nosson Zal continues. V'zeh b'chinas u'mordechai yotzo milifnei ha-melech b'levush malchus t'cheles v'chur v'ateres zohav gedola, it says there. This pasuk is towards the end of the Megillah, and it tells us that after things were turned around completely, and after Esther Hamalka was able to bring about the demise, the death of Haman and his 10 sons and everything, and after it was revealed to Ahasuerus who Mordechai is, etc., and his relation to her, so everything that Haman owned was turned over to Mordechai. And then the pasuk goes on to say that Mordechai at Tzaddik went forth from Ahasuerus dressed in all the royal garments, levush malchus, tcheles, chur. And then it goes on to say, al yedei zeh, la yehudim hoysa oira v'simcha v'sasayim. And that resulted in the Jews being zeichet to light, and the Gemara says, oira zutoira, simcha is yontif, I think, sasayim is mila. Kemo shom razal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, page 16. So now Rav Nosson Zal shows how that pasuk reflects what we've been talking about so far. U'mordechai yotzo b'levush malchus, zebechinas hisgalus heoras pnei hatzadik, bekamo gavnin u'levushin ohirim. This pasuk is speaking about the tzadik, Mordechai hatzadik, and it's talking about the revelation of his glory, the face of the tzadik shining now. Before, he was sad, he had ashes on his head when he was being mispal, when it looked like it was the end for the Jewish people. But now, the Pnei HaTzadik, the face of Mordechai, is glowing in many colors, and he's wearing garments of light. His garments are shining. Shezehu Iker Bechinas Histaklus Pnei HaTzadik. This is what we mentioned earlier. This is called really looking at the tzadik. When, number one, the tzaddik has the recognition, when people realize that he is a tzaddik, and they have the full recognition of who he really is. So that's what we're seeing at this point in the story of Purim. Ki tzrichim, now Rav Nosson Zal clarifies this point. This is a very, very important point now. Ki tzrichim lehishtadel lehistakel boy be'es yofyoi v'hadroi. Because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in another chapter in Likutei Moran, which he's going to reference in a moment, chapter 40 in the second half of Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal focuses on a pasuk in Tehillim where the pasuk says, Melech beyofyoi techezeno einecha. That it's very important. The Gemara in Brachas at the end speaks about what a great privilege it is for a Jew to see a king. The Gemara says if a Jew has an opportunity to go see a king, it's a mitzvah to do it, and there's a special bracha that you make when you see a king. And there's different laws involved in how we define a king, what powers he has to have, etc. One of the reasons that's given there is because by seeing a king, even of non-Jews, and seeing the kavod, the respect and glory and everything, this will give you an inkling as to what Mashiach is going to be like and what it's going to be like when Mashiach comes, when Hashem's glory is going to be revealed in its full sense. And this will inspire you to become more religious, you know, to have more respect for Hashem. Wow, if he gets that kind of respect, could you imagine what Hashem's, you know? That's one point. Then we have the Gemara that says, Man Malki Rabbonon. Who are the kings of the Jewish people? The rabbis, the tzaddikim, they are the real kings. So here the pasuk says, and we know that it's important to go see a rabbi. When? Anytime a person has an opportunity to see a tzaddik, a rabbi of stature, It's a privilege. Just like it's a privilege to look at a Sefer Torah, the Gemara says, those, imagine those silly people, they stand up for a Sefer Torah and they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara is showing us that a Talmud Chacham is higher than a Sefer Torah. So it's very, very, it's a privilege to look at a Sefer Torah. It's a bigger privilege to look at a Talmud Chacham. But even when it comes to this, there are differences in times. We mentioned this many times, that the world, the physical world, is guided by space and time. You know, the different places have totally different levels of importance and holiness. Eretz Yisrael versus the rest of the world is a Mishnah that says the rest of the world is Tamei. Kedusha starts, holiness begins in Eretz Yisrael. That's level one. Then you go to Yerushalayim, level two. Then you go to the Harabayis. Then you go to different levels of holiness. So we see that place is very significant, location. And then there's timing, the time. The weekdays are nothing compared to Shabbos or Yontif or Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah, the different days. So here the Pasuk says that there's a significance to seeing the king in his beauty, Melech Beyofyoy, when he's really shining, when he's at his glorious moment. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki tzrichim lehishtadel lehistakel boy be'eis yofyoy v'hadroy. There's an importance to make a tremendous effort to try to see the tzaddik at his time of beauty, when he's shining, when he's in his glorious moment. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 33, Melech beyofyoy techzeno einecha. See the king in his glory, when he's dressed in his royal garments with the crown and when he has all of his main officers around him. That's when you're really seeing the king. If you see the king when he's going to the bathroom, you know, that's why he's still a king, but you're not seeing the glory of the king. To see his real glory is when he's in his full royal garb with all his royal accompaniment. Kemavura b'mokam achar b'simen mem b'likutim ran tanina. So here, the Pasuk is talking about Mordechai at Tzadik coming forth now in his full glory. Vayidezeh, what does that result in? What happens when you see him like that? La'yehudim hoysa oira zu toira. That causes the hisnoitzitzis hamoichin we spoke about before. That causes the Jews to have a whole new Kabbalah satoira. Ki ikar hisgalus biurei hatoira, because the main ability for Jews to be able to uncover and reveal new explanations in Torah is dependent on looking at the face of the tzaddik. When Talmidei Chachamim come to see a tzaddik and they look at him, the radiance, the shechina that shines from his face opens up their minds so that when they go to learn now, their learning is on a different level completely. They can be zeichet to new biurei haTorah, kimavur baTorah nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in our chapter of Likud, in chapter 72, which this whole halacha is based on. So that's laYehudim oisa oira. Then the pasuk says v'simcha ze yontif. The Gemara says simcha refers to yontif. V'hoyiso ach sameach. Right, the main mitzvah on yontif is simcha. Kimay shador shusham b'mesechta Megillah. Kol hamikra hazeh ayin sham. As the Gemara over there in Megillah, page 16, explains, the, you know, darshans the whole pasuk. What's the connection between yontif and looking at the face of the tzaddik? Ki yontif ikar kedushosoy me hatzaddik. Because the main holiness of the Jewish holidays comes from the tzaddik. The Gemara says it. The pasuk says, Eile moade Hashem, Asher tikru osam b'moadam. These are the holidays of Hashem, which you should declare at their appointed time. So the Gemara says that the word osam, aleph tof mem, is spelled like the word atem. Elam, these are the holidays, asher tikru atem, which you are the ones who designate. Hashem doesn't decide when it's Pesach. Who decides it? The rabbis, the tzaddikim, bezn, when they declare when Rosh Chodesh is, based on that, we know when the holiday is going to be 15 days later. So the whole concept of the holiness of Yontif draws from the tzaddikim. Yontif draws its holiness from the tzaddikim. Ukeshemekabel kedushas Yontif. Therefore, when a Jew is receiving the holiday the right way, when he goes to buy new clothes for Yontif, for himself, for his wife, he buys special food for Yontif, he gets dressed up special for Yontif, he learns the laws of the Yontif. The more a person gets into the Yontif, the more mekabel pnei hatzadik, the more he's drawing upon himself the light of the face of the tzaddik. V'al kein, and this is why we have a halacha that the Gemara mentions in Sukkah Daf Chafei, chayev odom lahakbil pnei rabbi beregel. A Jew is required to visit his rabbi on the holiday. But look at the wording. They knew Hebrew in the Gemara. They knew Hebrew. They knew Aramaic. They could have said levaker. There's a very common Hebrew word, bikur cholam, right? Why doesn't it say chayev odom levaker rabbi? It doesn't say that. It says, lehakbil penei rabo. A Jew is required to receive the face of his rabbi on Yontif. There's a light that shines on the face of the tzaddikim, and on Yontif it's shining 1,000 times more. And if a Jew goes to visit the tzaddik, and he has this in mind, that I believe he's a tzaddik, and I'm going there because I know, even though his face looks like my face, he's got a beard, he's got a nose, two nostrils, just like me, I know his face is something totally different. I know there's things that I don't see. There's the spirituality, the light of the Torah, the light of Hashem that's on his face, and that's why I'm going to him, and especially on Yontif, because Yontif, it's shining 1,000 times stronger. I'm going to receive some of that for me, for my family, to receive that light, that holiness that's going to open up my mind to Biurei Torah, you know, to all the things we spoke about. Kemavur kol ze b'hatoyro ki ekach moyaid. As all of this is explained very clearly in chapter 135 in Likut Imran, Ayin Shom, about the receiving the face of your Rebbe on Yontif. Hainu, ki oz nimshach aleihem kedushas heoras pnei atzadik. Because on Yontif is when the holiness of the light of the face of the tzaddik is shining brightly. Shalideze ikr kabolas hatoyra. And that's one of the main ways that a person receives the Torah. Now you tell this to certain people and they say, well, you're nuts. You receive the Torah, you sit down in your library, you take out a sefer and you learn. What are you telling me this nonsense? Those people think that Torah is just like chemistry or just like biology or zoology. You know, what do? You get the book or you'll see the movie and that's it. And you know it. What's the big deal? They don't know that Torah is something totally different. Torah is something spiritual. It's by Hashem. And there's all kinds of prerequisites and there's all kinds of tricks of the trade. And this is one of the tricks of the trade, to know that if a person wants to be zeicher, that their brain should be opened up to be able to see the real light of the Torah, this is one of the things that's needed. The connection to tzaddikim, seeing the face of the tzaddikim. One example of that is showing the proper respect for Yontif, which is accepting the face of the tzaddik. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, La Yehudim Hoysa Oira. Right after it says that Mordechai Hatzadik was glowing, that resulted in La Yehudim Hoysa Oira, that the Yidden received the light of the Torah. V'simcha Zu Yontif, Shubechinas Kabolas Pnei Raboi, which is receiving the face of your Rebbe, Shechayovim Lekabel BeYontif, which the halacha says. Person will say, what do you mean? It's Bittel Torah, the time that I have to go walk to the rabbi's house and not. It's a bit like I could be learning much more if I'm sitting in front of the Gemara. But the person doesn't know that in front of the Gemara, you can cover 10 pages, 15 pages. By going to see the rabbi, the next 1,000 pages you're going to learn are going to be on a different level completely. Your brain is going to receive an injection of kiddusha and of spirituality that takes the learning to a different level completely. Two people can sit down to the same Gemara. To one person, again, it's like biology. It's like it's another it's a piece of knowledge. It's academic. And to another person, his soul is turned on and it's a different experience totally. Vezehu, we mentioned the example, I think we mentioned it once before, that one of the Mizritcha Magid, one of the great tzaddikim, you know, who lived during the time of the Baal Shem Tov, before he came to the Baal Shem Tov, he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and tzaddik. And at one point he found his way to the Baal Shem Tov, and the Baal Shem Tov says to him, sit down maybe and prepare this piece of learning, and we'll talk about it afterwards. This was like a punch in the stomach. This isn't elementary school. He didn't come here to be tested to see if he's going to be accepted into the cheder. This is the Mizrich HaMagid. So he figured he'll let it go. The book he gave him was the Zohar HaKadosh, so again, it's not for children. But still, to tell him to prepare it, he knew it very well. He had learned it several times before he came to the Baal Shem Tov. So he sits down and he looks it over, because anybody, you know, can look over a piece of Torah again to get into it more and everything. He looks it over for a few minutes, and then he goes over to the Baal Shem Tov and he says, okay, go ahead. So the Baal Shem Tov says, read. He starts reading, and the Baal Shem Tov's shaking his head like, nah, that's not it. He's looking, he's trying to imagine what's going on. It's not like he doesn't know how to read, and it's not like he doesn't know what the words mean, nothing. The Baal Shem Tov says, maybe prepare it again. Whoa, you know. He sits down again, he figures, who knows? Anybody can have some kind of a mistake. He looks it over again very carefully and comes back, he's ready. Starts reading again, his whole heart and everything. Baal Shem Tov's shaking. No, that's not it. And he's looking at the Baal Shem Tov like, can you get to the point? Like, what are you talking about? The Baal Shem Tov says, you know what? Give it to me. I'll read. He takes the Zohar HaKadosh and he pauses like for 60 seconds. He's waiting. He's like a plane revving up the engine before it takes off. And the Maggid hears the house start shaking a little. And he starts wondering, like, there's an earth, something's going on, something big is going on. It happened to be that on that page of the Zohar HaKadosh that he opened up to, it was discussing different angels, different malochim and shamayim and everything. So the Baal Shem Tov is looking it over, and as he's looking it over, they feel the house shake, all kinds of stuff going on. The Baal Shem Tov starts reading. Each time he mentions the name of the malach's there. And that was when the Mizrich HaMagid understood what he meant, like when he was shaking his head, that there are different ways to learn. There's learning and there's learning. The Baal Shem Tov showed him that you know a lot. Guess what? Now you're going to start from scratch. Now you're entering into a different league. And now you're in first grade in this league. When we learn about Malachim, we see them and we, et cetera, et cetera. And this is an example of what we're talking about here. Rav Nosson Oster, everybody knows. What do you mean learning? Learning, you take a sefer and you learn. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? That's why there's all kinds of differences. That's why there's rabbonim and there's rabbonim. That's why there's tzaddikim and all kinds of different levels. We're continuing inside. Vesehu v'sasoin zumila. And in that same pasuk, continuing along the pasuk, La Yudum Isa Oira, we said this Torah, Vesimcha is Yantif, Vesasain, the Gemara says, refers to the mitzvah of Mila. Bechinas Shmiras Habris, Shezoichen Alidei Atzadik. This is the next thing that Rabbeinu Zal had mentioned over there in Likut Imran, that when a person is Zoichen to come to see the Tzadik, and the Tzadik is looking at you and he's shining that light into you, you receive the Hisnoitet Tzatzamoichin, you receive Gedula, which is Anova, and you receive Tikkun HaBris. You receive from the Tzaddik's light, and the Tzaddik's greatest light is his purity in Shmiras HaBris. Zoichna Idea Tzaddik, Shubachinas Moshe, which were Zoicha through the Tzaddik, who is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehoya Porush Bekidusha Gedoyla, whom the Gemara describes as someone who had extraordinary purity and holiness in the area of relations with women. Ukanal Bahatoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Ayin Beis. Vezehu, now we come to the punchline. What's the next word in the pasuk after Vesasain? Vikor. And the Gemara says, Elu Tfilin. This refers to Tfilin. Hainu Kanal. This fits in beautiful. Rav Nosson Zal just showed us how this pasuk summarizes everything we spoke about so far. That Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in that chapter in Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal said that by going to see the Tzaddik, you get A, B, C, D, E, F. Now he showed us how A, B, C, D, and F line up in this pasuk right after it mentions about the Tzaddik's beauty. Mordechai Tzaddik coming out in his full regalia, his full beauty. You see all the 6 points that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned over there in Likut Imran lining up beautifully. Ki kol bechinoi seilu klulin betfilin. Because everything we spoke about here, the humility, the tikkun abris, all the different things here, are included in tefillin. Shehem bechinas chayim nitzchim, which we learn throughout this halacha, that tefillin represents eternal life. Remember that pasuk we quoted, Hashem aleihem yichyu. When they have Hashem upon them, they are alive. And the Gemara said that referred to tefillin. Shezoichin al yedei re'iyas pnei atzadeh. And a person is zoicha to that full light of tefillin, to all of these qualities, through looking at the face of the tzaddik. Paragraph Chavov, ki hasitrachro shehi zuamas hanochosh bechinas klipas homon amolek shemishom nimshach midas hageus shaboilam, because the sitrachra, which is synonymous with the impurity of the snake, Hamon, Amalek, from which Gaiva comes from. Hein mizgabrim beyoiser alzeh. They work hardest at this. You want to know what their main focus is, where they focus all their energies? Laharchik mehatzadik ho'emes, to keep people away from the true tzadik, she'al yodoi zoichin la'anova amitis. The true tzadik, through which if the Jewish people come close to him, they'll be zeichet to real humility, the kind of humility we spoke about here. Shehu ikar hachayim nitzchim, which is true eternal life. Bechinas tchias amesim, that's what we're going to experience when the dead come back to life. Veheim roitzim tomid lasois pirud ben advekim. And they, the sitrachra, are always trying to cause a separation between the things that are supposed to be together. Lahafrid hamalchus, to separate the malchus, shehi tsrura udvuka tomid bahamoichin, which is always bound and attached to the moichin. Bibichinas, as we learned 20 pages ago, melech osur borohotim. If you recall, we spoke about the malchus that's strapped to the brain, that's attached to the head, to the moichin. And we spoke about the yud in the tefillin shalyad. The yud was chachma moichim, attached to the box of the shalyad, which was malchus. So the sitrachra is always trying to cause a breach, a separation between these two. Veheim roitzim lahafrid chas v'sholom bein hamalchus u'bein hamoichim. Sheze ikar bechinas pirud bein kodshe barichu u'shchinte. That's what the Sifrei Kabbalah mean when they talk about l'shem yichud kodshe barichu, and when they say that the sitrachra causes a pirud between kodshe barichu u'shchinte, that's what they're referring to. Kodshe barichu refers to the moichin, the seichel, the chochma, that aspect. The shechina refers to the malchus and everything that goes with that. Shehi bechinas malchus, ki yadua umuvan biksovim. The Shechina is always referred to as malchus, as is known and as is discussed a lot in the Kisvei Arizal. V'chol hisgabrusom al yedei midas hageus. And what gives them their energy? What gives the sitrachra its power? It's called pure gaiva. It's arrogance. Who are you? What are you? You're not a Talmud. You're the one who's telling me not to go to that side. You're the one who's trying to, you know. Shemishom nimshach kol hamachloikis al tzadik yemes. That's the source of all the opposition against the true tzaddik. Val yidei zeh hei marachakim nefoshos Yisrael milehiskarev letzadik yemes. And that's how they cause Jews to be distant, to stay away from the true tzaddikim. Ve'oz hamoichin behelam vehester. And therefore, if the Jews are not connecting with the true tzaddik, and the tzaddik is the source of moichin, then the Jews don't have moichin. They don't get those moichin. Those moichin are hidden. They're hidden away by the tzaddikim. They're not being utilized and taken advantage by all of Klal Yisrael. Ki einom misnoitzitzin ki im al yedei re'iyas pnei atzadikanam. Because that electricity going through the brain, that fire of Kedusha, a person does not receive by looking into the books. That he needs to see the face of the tzaddik. V'oz ha-malchus chas v'shalom nifrida midoida. And then this causes the malchus to be separated from her beloved, Shehem ha-moichen ha-kdoishim, which is the chachma, the Vaideze ha-shechina begolus chas v'shalom. And this causes the shechina to be in exile. V'nitla ha-malchus v'amemsholom Yisrael, v'nitna lo-ha-akum v'horishoim. And then the kingdom, the rulership, is taken away from the Jewish people and given to the other side. You know, as we mentioned many times, the Pasuk in Hallel, Yisrael mam shaloisav. The Jews are supposed to be the kings of the world, respected by the entire world. Vatem tiuli mamleches koyanim. That's how Hashem refers to the Jewish nation. What happened? Where did we go wrong? I'll tell you where we went wrong. Because the real king in the Jewish people, there's the kings of kings, which is the tzaddikim. They are man malki rabbanon, the Gemara says, that the real kings are the rabbis. And to the degree that we show disrespect to them, to the degree that we ignore them, we have nothing to do with them, so we forfeit out. Then Hashem says, what do I need you guys to have malchus for? Your own malchus is baloney. You're not even connecting with your own malachim, with your own tzaddikim, so forget it. We'll give the malchus to the other side. The malchus falls over to the other side, to the goyim, to the sitra, mamish, to the sitra achra, or to the non-religious. They become in control of the government and everything, etc., etc. So the malchus is given over lo'akum to non-Jews, or rishoim, shemekablim ha-malchus, they receive the malchus, u'moishlin oleinu chas v'shom, and they rule over the Jewish people and over the religious people. Shekol ze nimshach al yidei ha-machloikis al tzadikei emes. What's the cause of this? The cause of this is at home. It's inside. It's the internal machloikis against the true tzadikim. Shayidei ze poigmin bikvoidam. Through that, we damage, we show disrespect to the honor, to the kavod of tzadikim. Shayidei ze ikar hagolus. And that's one of the main causes of the Jewish people being thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, in exile. K'mayshe kosev, as the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim Beis, chapter 16, Vayihyu mal'ivim b'malachei Elokim. They show disrespect to the heavenly angels. That's a nickname for the tzaddikim. That's what causes us to be thrown out. V'zehu b'chinas l'kichas soro l'beis paroi, Ulakichas Esther Labesach Hashverosh. With this, we're able to understand how the Torah describes these two stories about Sarah, the wife of Avram Avinu, being taken captive by Paro, and Esther Hamalka, Esther the Tzadekis, being taken into the house of Achashverosh. Ki Sarah the Esther hein bechina achas. Because the Medrash tells us, the Medrash Rabban, Parshas Noyach, that Sarah Imenu and Esther both represent the Shechina, the spirit of Hashem, the Malchus of Kedusha. Sarah, Sar means Malchus. Esther is what we just said about the hidden Malchus, that the Malchus goes into hiding. As the Medrash says, Loma Zochsa Esther Lekuf Chav Zayin Medinois. Why was Esther Hamalka Zoicha to rule over 127 countries? You know why? Because Sarah Imenu lived 127 years in holiness and purity. Ki Sarah ve Esther hein bechinas malchus digdusha. Because these two women represent the holy malchus, the Shechina. Shasitrachra his gabra verotzu lahafrid Sarah bechinas malchus digdusha me Avraham. And the Sitra Achra became powerful and wanted to try to separate Sarah, the Malchus Kedusha, from Avraham Avinu, Shehu Bechinas HaMoichin HaKdoshim. The man represents the Talmud Chacham, the Torah. He's the Moichin, she's the Malchus, he's the Chachma, she's the Malchus. The Sitra Achra wanted to break them apart. Ulelokcha lebeis Paro HaRosha, and to take Sarah and bring her into the house of Paro the Rosha. Avol Hashem lo yazvena b'yodoi. However, Hashem would not leave Sarah in the hands of Paroi. Bibechina adaraba, just the opposite. Al yidei ze daiko hichnia oisoi moid. By Sarah being taken into the palace of Paroi, she became a paratrooper. She went behind enemy lines, and in there, she blew it up. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Koheles, Eis asher sholat ha'odom ba'odom l'raloi. That there are times when Reuven takes control over Shimon for Reuven to get blown up. There are times when Hashem lets Reuven seem to conquer, to capture Shimon, because while Shimon is in captivity, he ends up blowing up Reuven totally. So sometimes it looks, here it looked like Paro was in control. Look at that, they were able to take her, and Avraham Avinu couldn't do anything, right? Couldn't do anything. Watch what happens when they take her captive. She's captive and Hashem turns the whole palace upside down. No one can go to the bathroom, nobody can touch her. They got the message. They got, not only that, but they, as we're going to say, ki hoitzio mimeno ashirus godoil la'avraham. Not only did she get herself set free, but she walked out with a couple of million dollars for Avraham Avinu. Spending money. Ashirus godoil, shehu bechinas nitzutzois hakdoshim. That money represented holy sparks that she rescued from the sitrachra. She took out of there. Vehichnia vehipila es paroi ma'oid. And she humbled paroi substantially. Paroi got knocked down a lot of notches on the ladder. Bebechinas, as the Torah says there, vayenaga Hashem es paroi negoim gedoilim. Hashem fixed their wagon big time. Hashem gave them a beating that they never ever, they knew the next time a guy walks into town, you don't ask him who his wife is. You ask him if he's Jewish. And if he is, the last thing you do is you start up with him. Because they got the message really clear who Avraham Avinu was and who Sarah was, who's in charge, who's king, and who's the servant. Vaydezeh hoyokoyach lemoshe ule Yisrael lahakois esparoi acharkach. As a result of what Sarah Imenu accomplished by going behind enemy lines and doing what she did over there, she laid the groundwork that years later, when the Jews would be in Mitzrayim with Moshe Rabbeinu, that they would be able to beat Paroi again, ulahoitzias Yisrael mirashusoi, and be able to save the Jews, to get the Jews out of Egypt, out of the control of Paroi. Ukemuva, as is brought in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that this is all the plan of Hashem, how things work, how things evolve, story A, story B, you know, this, and people don't know that it's all part of a perfect plan of Hashem that's going to end up in the glory and hatzlach of the Jewish people. The Esther, machma she'oz betoikif hagolus, hisgabro hasitrachra yoisev yoiser, now we move along a couple of hundred years later, we come to Esther Hamalka, where now the sitrachra is much stronger than it was during the time of Sarah. Bifrat shehizgabro klipas homon amolek, especially since Haman came on the scene now, who comes from Amalek, Shekol Mikol Ho'akum. He is a composite of the full spectrum of the Sitrachra. Haman and his 10 sons, that's all 10 spheroids of Tumah. He was the total package, the full Sitrachra of and Klipois, Alkain, and the Pasuk says, Reishis Goyim Amalek, that Amalek is the leader of all the Goyim. Alkein hoyo hahechrich shetilokach Esther lebeis hamelech legamri. Therefore, this wasn't like Sarah, where it was a one-night deal or something like that. Esther had to spend some quality time over there in the palace to be taken totally veloitach zormiyad, and not to return immediately at all, like Sarah did. Why? Ki kol ma shehaklipo koshe v'chazoka b'yoser. Because the more powerful the sitrachra is, the more powerful the klipa is, behechrich sheteired hakedusha hagovoya l'sham yoiser v'yoiser. It requires a higher level of holiness to go in there and to do a real job, to go in there and spend time in there, really blowing everything up and doing what needs to be done. Just like we mentioned many times when the Jews were in Egypt, that because they had reached rock bottom at the time, they reached the 49th level of Tumah, that's why Hashem had to send the biggest tzaddik of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why we say in the Haggadah, Ani Hashem, Ani Velo Malach, Ani Velo Shliach, that for this, Hashem couldn't send any deputies. Hashem had to go in there himself because the Sitra Achra at that time was so powerful and the Jews were so steeped in Tumah at the time that it required the highest level of Kedusha to rescue them. V'tihyeh sham begolus yoiser, and Esther Amalka had to spend substantial time there in exile in the palace of Achashverosh, ad shetizgaber begoydel koicha, to the point where she rived up all of her engines and summoned up all of her power, al yedei ze daika, as a result of her being imprisoned over there. When a tzaddik is in prison, what do? They scream. And when a tzaddik is in prison longer, what do? They scream better. So she had to be in there for a couple of days to really turn on the juice, to really, really scream. V'tachnia oisa v'tashpila. And so that she should succeed in being machnia v'sitra achra, and being mashpilit, k'moyshe hipila Esther as homan arosh yamach shemoi v'siaitoi daika, as we see Esther Amalka succeeded in bringing about the complete downfall of Haman and all of his associates. How? Al yedei ze shenilkachu lebeis Achashverosh. She couldn't do this on the outside. She had to be taken inside and held captive there for a substantial period of time in order for her to be able to topple Haman and the whole thing. Shekol ze hu bechinas eis asher sholat odom. This is what that pasuk says in Koheles, that there are times where it looks like A is ruling over B. It looks like A is in charge, and A has swallowed up B completely. And then B, inside of A, is able to blow up A like they couldn't have done from the outside at all. That's this concept of the paratrooper, these commandos who have to go into the enemy territory, because there are certain things that you can't do with 100,000 soldiers on the outside can't do it. You can only do it mamish inside the Sitra Achra. And you need the highest, you need the best soldiers for that. You need Sarei Menos, you need the top tzaddikim to be able to handle such a mission. Paragraph Chazayin, v'zeh b'chinas kriyas ha-megillah. Now let's address another very important thing about Purim. The mitzvah of reading the Megillah on Purim, shehi mitzvah gedoyla v'rabba ma'oid, which is an incredibly, incredibly important mitzvah. How big? How big? V'amar Hazal, the Gemara says in Megillah, page 3, mevatlin Talmud Torah lishmoya mikra Megillah. We know that we say Talmud Torah keneged kulam. There's nothing more important than a shir in Torah. If there's people who get together every single day to learn Daf Yomi, to learn the Zohar Kodesh, to learn whatever they're learning, that's the top of the top of the top, right? Almost. There's something higher than that. If people have a shir kavua every single night from and it's Purim, their shir gets put aside for the mitzvah of hearing the Megillah. That's the word in Gemara. Mevatlin Talmud Torah lishmoya mikra Megillah. Koyhanim bavoidosam ulevim beduchanam v'Yisrael b'ma'amodam hakoil mevatlin uboim lishmoya mikra Megillah. The Gemara says, again, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Koyhanim, everyone puts what they're doing aside to come hear the Megillah. What's going on here? What's so big? I understand them. It's a nice story for kids, for girls. Everybody knows. It's a wonderful thing. But for the serious people who are learning Gemara with Tosfos or Chassidus or whatever it is, why interrupt them? I thought that's the top. Listen to this explanation. Ki Isa B'dvorov Zal, because Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, chapter 192, Shedibur Emes, Shel Tzadik Emes, Hu bechinas ponov v'sichloi v'nishmosoi. That the true words of Torah coming from the true tzaddik, that's his face, that's his brain, and that's his neshama. Meaning that if I'm in one country and the tzaddik is in a different country, and I'm learning his sefer, I'm learning his words that he wrote. Or let's say we're going to have shortly, in a few days, I think Friday, this week, Thursday night, Friday, I saw, is the yahrzeit of the Bnei Yisachar, one of the great tzaddikim who lived around the time of Rabbeinu Zal, who wrote one of the fabulous several fabulous Hasidish Sforim. Now, he passed away 200 years ago or so. A Jew today, who on his yahrzeit will, or any time, but especially on his yahrzeit, will open a Bnei Yisachar and learn that Sefer with faith. That the Bnei Yisachar's face, I don't have to see his physical face. If I'm looking at the words of Torah that he wrote, that he taught, that is his neshama. That is his nefesh. That is his face. That is his light. There's a pasuk, Nafshi Yotza Bedabroi. My soul comes forth in my words. When I speak, in the words of a person is his soul. The word Anoichi in the Ten Commandments, the first word in the Ten Commandments is Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. The Gemara says that Anoichi is Rosh Tevot Ano Nafshi Ksovis Yehovis. I place my soul in my writing. You want to know where Hashem's neshama is? It's in his, it's in the Torah. So when a tzaddik writes a sefer, a person who is zeichet to learn that sefer with emuna that he is a tzaddik, and these are his words, and therefore it's exactly like I'm sitting in front of him looking at his face. Looking at his face physically is a physical experience. This is looking at his real face. I'm looking at his neshama. I'm looking with an x-ray machine. I'm looking into his soul. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that the tzaddikim have placed their face and their neshama and seichel into their writings. Ve'isa sham, and Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, she'bechol sefer shel tzaddik, Yeshboy Bechinas Pono Vesichla Ayin Shom. That in every sefer that a tzaddik has written, the sefer has in it his face, his seichel, and his neshama. Vese Bechinas Mikra Megillah. Now let's tell you what hearing Megillah Esther is all about. That when a Jew hears this particular sefer being read, Megillah Esther, Shehu Bechinas Haoras Pnei Mordechai V'Yester. That is the light of the face of Mordechai Atzadik and Esther Amalka. Kihem divrei emes shalahem. Because the Megillah is the words of truth that were said by Mordechai and Esther. Look what it says. It says in Megillah Esther chapter 9 that they wrote down divrei shalom ve'emes, words of peace and words of truth. So this is what Megillah Esther is. It's the burim amitim of the tzadikim. Because when we read the Megillah and we publicize the great miracle that was accomplished through Mordechai and Esther, al yidei maaseihem v'hanhogoseihem shenoaguaz bechochma nifla ubetzidkus noira ubekidush gedola. How did the miracle come about? Abracadabra? No, it says there. They fasted and they prayed and they cried and they got all of Klal Yisrael to unite. They said, Leich Kenois, she said to Mordechai Tzadik, Leich Kenois es kol ha-Yehudim ha-Nimtzim b'Shushan. Go gather all the Yidden together. Because if they're not together, we ain't going to do this. We ain't going to make it. Gather the Yidden together and fast and pray. So we see there in Megillah Esther, we're reading exactly how these tzaddikim brought about this success, this miracle, where they conducted themselves with chochma nifla and with incredible holiness and tzidkus. How the Zohar HaKadosh says and Tosfos says in Megillah that Esther Amalka was in the palace, Ahasuerus didn't touch her once. She was so great at tzaddikus that whenever he wanted her, Hashem sent a female shade, a clone. Hashem cloned Esther Amalka, and that's who Ahasuerus was with. He thought he was with Esther. He never touched her. Why? Because she was so great at tzaddikus before she went in there, and while she was in there, that she couldn't be touched, couldn't be harmed, chas v'shalom, by a rasha. So by reading this whole story, Marin u'meirin oyer peneim hakdoshim. We display and we show the light of the face of this. This is looking, getting a good look at Mordechai and Esther. The best look you could possibly get at Mordechai and Esther is reading Megillah Esther. Shehu gonuz betoich haMegillah haKdoshah. There, the light of their face is hidden in the Megillah. Shehu Sefer Shalahem haKodosh. This is their holy Sefer. Al Kain, therefore, al yidei ze meir aleinu haoras peneim haKdoshim. By a Jew being zeichet to participate in a Megillah reading, to hear the Megillah being read, the light of the holy light of the face of Mordechai and Esther is shining on that person. That's what brought about this incredible miracle. Ki ikar hanes bechol shana v'shana u bechol adam v'adam hu lahachmia klipas homon amolek. Because the main miracle of Purim, Purim isn't something that was. Purim reoccurs every single year. The Sifrei Chassidus write, the Mishnah says, HaKoyre HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yotza. The person who reads the Megillah backwards, meaning he reads the Megillah as if it's something of the past. That 1,000 years ago, there was a Haman and there was a Lo Yotza. He's not fulfilling the myth. He doesn't get it. Because the fact that we're reading it in the year 2012 means that today, there's a Haman and Amalek, and there's Lahavdalei Mordechai and Esther. And they're engaged in battle. They're fighting it out. And by us celebrating this holiday, by us performing all the mitzvahs of this holiday, we're connecting to Mordechai and Esther, and we're helping once again bring about the downfall of Haman Amalek to try to finalize it. So he says that the main ness every single year, ubechol odom vodom, which takes place in each and every single Jew, is to be machnia Haman Amalek, which is the gaiva, Levatel Sitra Damoisa, and to eliminate the Sitra Achra, Bechinas Lahashmid Laharoik. This force that wanted to wipe out the Jewish people totally. Shenim Shach Misham, which comes from Haman, it comes from Amalek. So we're trying to counter that. Ulahamshich Bechinas Chaim Nitzchim, and to draw upon ourselves eternal life, spiritual life, shehu b'chinas anova amitius, which is synonymous with true humility, shekol ze zoichin al yidei re'iyas pnei tzaddik hanal. And Rabbeinu Zal taught us, how does a person get to that? By looking at the face of the tzaddik. Shezeu b'chinas mikra megillah kanal. That's the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. V'al kein, and that's why the Gemara says, mevatlin talmud Torah b'shvil ze. We put aside other parts of Torah, the study of other parts of Torah, to hear the Megillah. Ki kol haTorah nimshach rak al yedei re'iyas pnei tzaddik. Because the entire Torah is broadcasted to Klal Yisrael by seeing the face of the tzaddik. The miracles that the Jews saw at the splitting of the Red Sea, at Har Sinai. Al kein, bevadai kedai levatel Torah b'shvil zeh. Then it's definitely, perfectly okay to put aside your own regular learning for an opportunity to go see the tzaddik. There's an incredible tzaddik coming to town. A person would say, but I have my regular shiur right now. If he's really, really a tzaddik, and if you're going to have a chance to make this kind of connection, it's perfectly okay to put your shir aside for a couple hours to go see this tzaddik. Hainu b'shvil lirois pnei tzaddik, shehu b'chinas mikra megillah. V'chein, and the Gemara goes so far as to say, kohanim b'avodasam, the kohanim who are doing their avod in the Beis HaMikdash, stop. We interrupt temporarily for an emergency broadcast. The face of the tzaddik is shining now. Everything else is secondary. Even the Kohanim Avoid and the Beis Hamikdash, put it aside. Just like we gave the example, Avram Avinu was speaking to Hashem. A person would say, this is absurd. This is crazy Breslov stuff. We have it in the Chumash, that Avram Avinu is standing talking to Hashem. Hashem comes to be Mavakar Chayla. He's talking to Hashem, and he sees these three guys over there walking, and he don't know if they're Arabs or angels or turkeys. And he says, excuse me, Hashem, if you can just wait a little bit, I have something important came up. And the Zohar Kodesh says, what is that? How could that be? There's nothing more important than seeing Hashem. He's seeing Hashem. The Zohar Kodesh says, you're right, even within seeing Hashem, there are different levels. There's the lower Shechina, and there's the upper Shechina. And Avraham Avinu knew that the connection that he had, was making with the Shechina at that time was with the lower Shechina, Rochel. He saw guests, he knew Orchim, Oreach, a guest is Orches, the light of the eighth level. It's Bina, the upper Shechina. He knew that it was perfectly respectful. It was not disrespectful to Hashem in any way. The Gemara says, Malin Bakoidish. You always try to go to higher levels in Kedusha. So if I'm on the third floor and an opportunity presents itself to go to the fourth floor, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants me to do that. Here also, a person would say, what do you mean? I'm in the middle of learning. The Kohanim are in the middle of their avoda. Isn't that important? Very important. But there's more important. There's a higher level, which is seeing the face of the tzaddik. Again, we're talking about the tzaddik, a real tzaddik, and especially beyofyoi, on his holiday, on Purim, when the light, that's the one day a year when the light of Mordechai and Esther is beaming in its most powerful way. How do we see Mordechai and Esther? By going to hear the Megillah, by listening to the Megillah, being read from a kosher Megillah, by a Balkore, you know, with a tzibur, all the different facets. Ki kol b'chino yiseilu nimshocha miri'yas p'nei tzadik. Because as we explained throughout these past pages, all of these things that we spoke about, chayim nitzchim, anovo, hisnoitzet samoichin, all of those things a person receives by seeing the face of the tzadik, Shehu Bechinas Mikra Megillah, of which an example of that is the reading of the Megillah. And watch Rav Nosson, I'll prove this now. The Gemara mentions Koyhanim Leviim Yisraelim. He's going to address each one now. Ki Koyhanim Bavoidosam Kol Kedushasam Nimshach Me Aaron HaKohen. Because any Kohen who is doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, where does his holiness originate from? From Aaron HaKohen, right? And where did Aaron HaKohen get his holiness from? Shezocho lekohuna rak al yidei riyas pnei atzadik. Remember, we quoted way, way back the Gemara that says, how did Aaron HaKohen get his kohuna, the choshen mishpat? Through bechinas veroacho v'samach beliboy. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to town, Aaron HaKohen couldn't wait to see him with a big smile, like he's going to see the tzadik. Even though it was his baby brother, and we said because of that, he was zeicha to the choshen mishpat, etc., etc. So that's the kohanim. If we want to know how important it is for a kohen to do his avodah in the base, has a choice to do the avodah or to go see the tzaddik, go see the tzaddik. Ulevim beduchanam, and the levim doing their avodah, the singing and the musical instruments, heim bechinas yira. We know that the levim represent yira. Kohen is ahava, levi is yira. Ki Levi Bechinas Yira Ki Yadua, because the Zohar Kodesh shows that Kohanim represent Chesed, the right side, Leviim are Gvura, Din, we mentioned it many times. Sheze Nimshach Haidei Bechinas Kabbalah Satoira. And where do you get this Yira? How does a person get Yira? Yira you get when you receive the Torah. Bechinas Kabbalah Satoira, Shezoichin Alidei Re'iyas Pnei Atzadik. And we said, how do you really receive the Torah? By seeing the face of the tzaddik. Where do we see that you get Yira through Kabbalah Satorah? It's a pasuk. Right after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jews, you know why Hashem made all of these fireworks and all of this stuff? Ulevavur tihye yirosoy al peneichem levilti techto. So that you will have the fear of Hashem upon your faces, so that you won't sin. So here again, that's what Kabbalah Satorah does. How is a person zochet to Kabbalah Satorah? By looking at the face of the tzaddik. If I'm sitting at home and reading my own sefer, it's a mini Kabbalah Satorah. It's not nothing, it's very significant. It's very special. But you have to be able to put everything in its proper place. If an opportunity avails itself to go see Moshe Rabbeinu, to go see a tzaddik, I need to know that whatever learning I'm going to miss out, the 2-3 hours of personal learning I'm going to miss out, seeing Moshe Rabbeinu is 3 billion volts. Seeing the tzaddik is a Kabbalah Satorah of a totally different magnitude, completely. That's the Levim. Now we move on to Yisroel. The Yisroel b'ma'amodom, and the Jews who read the ma'amodos in the Beis HaMikdash while the Karbonos were being brought. They read special portions of the Torah. Ze bechinas tchiya sameisim. That's associated with the dead coming back to life. She'oz ikar hamaimad be'emes. There's a word in Hebrew called ma'amad, that this person has a serious ma'amad, a serious position. Ma'amad means position, and ma'amad also means like a serious, it's a good word, status or a serious establishment, something being established of great significance. So Rav Nosson Zal says that the ultimate ma'amad is going to be tchiyas meisim. The ceremony of ceremonies is going to be tchiyas meisim, when everybody's going to get up. That's real amidah. Ki ba'olam hazeh ein ma'amad. Because in this materialistic world, we don't have no ma'amads really. You say, oh, this guy has an important position, and this guy has a more important position. And then we wait to see how soon he's going to be in jail, right? They were looking to see which jail or which, you know, when they're going to indict him or when they're going to do this to him. So Rav Nosson Zal says, in Olam Hazeh, there isn't any real ma'amad. Me'achar she'soifoi lishkoi velomus. Since this great guy who's standing so tall is going to be lying flat very soon. He's going to lie down and die. Avot tchiyas sameisim nikra b'shem amido b'divrei razal b'chol mokoim. Whereas, when we talk about the dead coming up, standing up, rising, the Torah uses the term amida for that. U'kamay shekosuv, as it says towards the end of Chumash Dvorim, when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, hincha shoychev im avoisecha, you are going to lie with your forefathers, v'kam, and you're going to get up. Shenemar al tchiyas sameisim. That's referring to tchiyas sameisim. That's the real standing up. So when we talk about the Jewish people doing ma'amados in the Beis Hamikdash, Rav Nosson Zal says, that's nice, it was special, but that doesn't compare to tchiyas sameisim. Ki oz ikar hakiyum v'ho amido lonetzach. Because that's when things are going to really be established permanently, eternally. Me'achar shelo yachzeru lishkoiv al hoforoid. Meaning, they're going to get up and never lay down again. They're never going to be put down again. Ki tzadikim she'osra kodesh baruch hu lahamid. Because those tzadikim, who Hashem is going to bring back in tchiyas hameisim, Einom choizrim li'afram, will never go back to dirt. V'ze b'chinas Yisroel b'ma'amodom. This is the concept of what the Gemara tells us, that while the korbanos were being brought in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohanim were doing their thing, the Levim were doing their thing, and the Yisraelim were saying ma'amodos, reading these ma'amodos. They were standing by also. Shehayu oiskim be'eis avoidas ha'kohanim Batoira. The Yisraelim were involved in reciting certain portions of the Torah while the Kohanim were doing their avodah. Kedei lahamshich b'chinas tchiyas hameisim. Why were they doing that? Because ma'amad is tchiyas hameisim. They were trying to draw this blessing of tchiyas hameisim upon the Jews. Shenimshach al yidei hamshochas ha'Torah, which we draw upon ourselves when we receive Torah. V'kulam mevatlim lishmoya mikra megillah. And the Gemara says, all of those things step aside to hear the Megillah being recited. Shehu b'chinas re'iyas pnei tzaddik. Because hearing the Megillah is looking into the face of the tzaddik. Shemishom nimshach kol zeh, which is where all of this stuff comes from. All the different things that we said, what the Kohanim are doing, the Levim, the source of all of that is re'iyas pnei tzaddik. That's why hearing the Megillah being read is so, so big a deal.